Pop Spotting 67.
Friday, June 10th, 2011. Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Feedback Friday.
That's right. So let's dive straight into the Pop Spotting inbox.
Hey, Ryan and Jen. This is Jeff Gentry, X-Force 11, calling in for Pop Spotting, the Supreme Next Friday Feedback Edition. Just some additions. Just want to let you know that Battlestar Galactica will be starting to be shown on BBC America on their Supernatural Saturday nights. This summer, I believe it either starts in June or July. It happens after Doctor Who's first run finishes, but they'll start showing it from the beginning on BBC America at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. The second thing, I will ask if either of you have seen the Sherlock series from BBC America, kind of a new spin, modern-day spin on the series, but very well acted, and wanted to see if y'all had seen it, and it also recommended it. It's on Netflix streaming, and it's only 3 episodes this season, and they'll be coming back in May for another couple episodes. They're kind of having to work around the Hobbit streak. So just passing that along. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
It's really great to hear from you, Jeff, and a great heads up there. In fact, perfect timing. Yes, Battlestar Galactica will start airing from the beginning, starting June 11th at 10 p.m., and then the regular time slot will be at 7 p.m. thereafter. As for Sherlock, though, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it either. I've heard a couple of things about it, but we don't have BBC America.
Well, you know, it's something that we could dive into because each season is 3 episodes that are 90 minutes each. I mean, basically, it's 3 movies.
That's totally doable.
Absolutely. Now the show stars Benedict Cumberbatch he was in Atonement as Paul and played Stephen Hawking in another BBC production. The Watson character is played by Martin Freeman.
Yeah, he was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and he's actually been in a lot of stuff, but I think he's best known as probably being in Love Actually.
Right, and the big news for him is he's going to be Bilbo Baggins in the much anticipated The Hobbit movie. But thanks, Jeff, for those recommendations. Let's move on to our next call.
Hey, Ron and Jen, it's Fred from Long Island, New York. Longtime listener to your Lost podcast, and I'm really enjoying Pop Spotting. Just want to give you some of my favorite TV and movie picks for Feedback Friday. My family and I really enjoy the TV show The Middle. That's probably one of the new shows that we're really excited about. We're one of those maybe a little bit unkempt families, not necessarily the most polished on the block, so we can identify with a lot of the situations that happen there. Also, in the area of TV, for a long time, I've identified myself as a fan of Stargate, and in particular Stargate SG-1 and the follow-up series there, Atlantis and Universe. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on those. And as far as a couple of movies that I have enjoyed, and again, these are just some random picks for you to discuss or not. One is Galaxy Quest, that Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver spoof of Star Trek The Next Generation. And also what I call a guilty pleasure, because I know that the plot line definitely had its problems, but the Lost in Space movie, which was really, I thought, In one sense, it redeemed the TV show because the TV show was so campy. But in another sense, you know, you had Matt LeBlanc in there kind of hamming it up. So whatever. But hopefully that's some fodder for discussion, and I will continue to enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Thanks for your call, Fred. And boy, you know, every call, every email we get just makes our Netflix queue get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's enormous at this point.
I don't know where to start. Well, The Middle. Hadn't heard much about it, but we're curious. You know, dysfunctional family, we're in for that. Now, the mom is played by an actress we know.
Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right. Now, her character in Everybody Loves Raymond was pretty harsh, you know, pretty shrieky as a wife. I'm wondering if that's the same thing that she's doing here.
I don't know.
But she's in the show with Neil Flynn playing
who played
the
janitor on Scrubs.
Right, right. So, I mean, I can see how that could definitely work out. Three kids in small town Indiana. We'll probably check that out. Now, there's a lot to be said about Stargate and Stargate SG-1 and that Atlantis, and I have nothing. I can't say anything. I know many, many fans, but it seemed like such a serious sci-fi play that I didn't even know how to jump into it.
Yeah, I don't either, but we'll definitely put them down on the queue.
Yeah, it's just on the list. What can we say? As for Galaxy Quest, though, yeah, lots of love there.
We love Galaxy Quest. It's one of our favorites. There's so many great things about it. The supporting cast, Sigourney Weaver in a blonde wig. She's great.
No, and Tim Allen, you know, Tim Allen's Tim Allen. And but if there's any character he was born to play, it's William Shatner sort of role. So I really thought it was great. Now, the thing about Galaxy Quest is you didn't really want to see it.
I did want to see it, but we couldn't make up our mind. And so we flipped a coin. It was between Galaxy Quest,
which I wanted to see,
and some Ashley Judd thing. I don't even know why I wanted to see it, but we ended up seeing the Ashley Judd thing and absolutely hated it. And yes. Then the next day we talked to a friend of ours, and the first thing he said was, you gotta see Galaxy Quest, it's so funny.
So that coin really steered us wrong, but we caught up very quickly, really enjoyed that film. And you know, I'm not sure if Jen knows this about me, but before I met her, when I was in high school, I was one of those Trekkies with a uniform in the closet, and I actually had a ship, and I had people on my ship, and yeah, it's very embarrassing. I went to Star Trek conventions, what can I say? So anyway, a lot of things in Galaxy Quest hit close to home in a delicious way. Lost in Space movie. I think I saw that.
We
but
did.
I can't really remember anything about it, but I
we
guess
we had
it has
a newborn at the
there.
Time, so a lot of things that we saw in that time frame we don't remember very much.
Right. I mean, Gary Oldman. I mean, you can't go wrong there with that guy, and William Hurt. So a decent cast, but I think we might have to watch that one again.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to other comments, starting with movies.
Katie Gowland writes on the blog, "Utterly agree on Fast Five. True escapist stuff. Easy to get into and out of, and very watchable with good laughs and phenomenal action. Only went in as it fitted between two other films I wanted to see that day, and I'm so very glad I did."
Right. I mean, if you have no expectations in particular, Fast Five is fantastic. Adam Eakins writes on the blog, "My wife and I saw Kung Fu Panda 2 opening weekend. We thought it was wonderful. Have to admit I got pretty choked up in some of the scenes. Most of the flashbacks to Po's youth sucker punched me straight in the heart. If other films bothered to give writing as much importance as this film did, then the cinema would be a much more interesting place. That, and what a great score. I think the music moved me as much as anything."
Hans Zimmer's score.
I know. And again, I liked it. I don't know what's going on here. High praise for an animated film, but let's move on to television.
Ethan Burbank writes, "I wonder if you're watching two shows that I think are two of the best on TV right now, The Good Wife and Justified. They are so well put together. Juliana Margulies, Chris Noth, Josh Charles from Sports Night, and Alan Cumming are among the great cast. It's an adult show that truly could be one of the best acted shows on network TV. And Justified, which is based on the Elmore Leonard short story Fire in the Hole, is a modern day Western that takes place in Kentucky. Timothy Oliphant is amazing as a U.S. Marshal named Raylan Givens, and this show may contain the best writing and acting since Lost."
Wow, very high praise. Now, I remember seeing the previews for The Good Wife, and there was nothing appealing to me at all about it, except maybe, you know, your crush on Chris Noth.
I don't have a crush on Chris Noth.
But that's definitely a heck of an endorsement. And as far as the Western show, Justified, we have there's a listener on Twitter who is basically tweets us at least once a week and says, "Are you watching Justified yet? Are you watching Justified yet?" So a lot of love there, and the best writing and acting since Lost. I think we'd want to hear more about it, but again, something we should check out.
Gavin in Honolulu writes, "Just wanted to give a second opinion about The Killing. It started out great and then slowly devolved into meh. Without spoiling too much, there's an irritating pattern that the show relies on for a false sense of drama. I'm sticking with it to find out who the killer is, and have heard the later episodes get better, so hopefully that will redeem the show. You needn't be in a rush to start watching it."
Well, it's good to hear an opposing view. There's a lot of love for The Killing out there. I will admit that one night you went to bed early, I tried to watch the first episode and fell asleep. But, I mean, everybody's saying that it gets better, so we're not going to judge it on that. But I should mention that Kat on the blog also, you know, kind of liked The Killing, but was like, "I don't know if this can be stretched out to sustain a full season, not, you know, not this little tiny partial season that AMC starts most of its shows with." But we're still debating. There's a debate on Facebook, in fact, you know, should we start with The Killing versus Modern Family? And on that, we've got another comment.
Axel of the Podtourage podcast writes, "First off, Modern Family is awesome. To me, it is by far the funniest and most well-written written network comedy. Give it a try. Some season 2 episodes are streaming on Hulu. It is a bit serialized, but you'll have no problem jumping into a later season. And Sons of Anarchy, which was mentioned 2 weeks ago by Derek, is gritty, fun, and has great acting and writing. Sons of Anarchy is Hamlet on motorcycles with lots of action and drama. Currently streaming season 1 on Netflix. It is heavily serialized, so it's best to start from the beginning. By the way, if you like the show, it may be fun to follow its creator, Kurt Sutter, on Twitter at Sutter Inc.
So I think we talked a little bit about Sons of Anarchy, yeah. But you are just totally gaga about the show.
I am a huge fan. I love everything about it. Katie Sagal, she won the Best Supporting Actress Emmy last year for very good reason. Ron Perlman is wonderful. The entire supporting cast. I just love the writing. It's a great show, and I can't wait for season 4.
Well, you know, when we first heard about Friday Night Lights and how it's a high school sports sort of story, and we're like, well, I'm not sure if that's what I'd be into. I have to admit, when you were like, let's watch this show about a motorcycle gang, I was like, yeah, that sounds about as much fun as a trip to the dentist. But you sold me on it. You know, I tried to read while it was on and eventually got sucked in. So I got to admit, it's a compelling show.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious where they go next season. I thought this most recent season where they went overseas, shall we say, they were kind of out of their element, wasn't quite as good. Would you agree?
No, that whole storyline was really kind of muddled and weird and confusing. But the finale really gave me a lot of hope, and I'm really expecting something really wild and crazy.
But thanks again, Axel. Yes, you've got some Sons of Anarchy fans and probably future Modern Family fans as well. Let's move over to music.
Okay, so last week when I was reviewing the Foo Fighters album, I really screwed up the track listing. I mentioned the track Cold Day in the Sun. Well, I actually meant A Matter of Time. And,
right.
And the Weenie Beanie thing, I don't know what I was doing there. I stuck it in the playlist and I forgot that it was on the first album. So anyway, I feel really stupid.
Yeah,
but
when you said Weenie Beanie doesn't belong in the album, you were right, because it was on the debut album. So we want to thank S.W. Baker for setting us straight on that. Now, we got an email from Colleen, a friend of ours and newlywed. Hey, Colleen. She says, I have to disagree with you about You and I. I guess that's a Lady Gaga song.
Yeah, it's on her last album.
I'd have to disagree with you about You and I. I love that track. Admittedly, I like the live version she sung during her tour better, but I really enjoy rocking out to the album version too. Edge of Glory has Springsteen saxophone player Clarence Clemons featured on it, as does the song Hair.
I did not know that.
Well, you said you liked the sax, so
yeah.
That's why it's really good, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
And it's interesting, though, about that You and I. I think you had said that it was overproduced, and that's why you weren't a fan of it.
Yeah.
Of course the live version is better. I mean,
yeah.
That's probably exactly why the live version is better.
Amanda Black on Facebook writes, I can't believe how good Gaga sounds. I don't want this to be true, but she sounds great.
Yeah, a lot of reluctant love for Gaga. Timothy Quigg also on Facebook says, I am a huge fan of the Foo Fighters and I am spending the whole month going through their entire catalog, one album a day. I should make it through it all twice. I think you've actually done that.
Yeah, I think I have. Axel Foley on Twitter writes, if you like Foo, you should see the documentary Foo Fighters Back and Forth.
That's right. In fact, great timing. The documentary just came out this week on iTunes as a digital exclusive, but it will be available in stores, I think Blu-ray exclusive at Best Buy, and then after that everywhere. But for more details, you can go to foofightersfilm.com. Interested in seeing that?
Yeah, of course.
Now, you watch a lot of music documentaries.
I do.
It's one of your loves, so
yeah.
That'll probably be an upcoming Movie Monday special.
Maybe.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that. Now, thanks again. Now, that's just some of the great stuff that we've gotten from you all, everybody, and we love all of it. We say often that feedback is what keeps us going, so please share your thoughts on this or any other topic that we cover here on Pop Spotting.
You can leave us a voicemail at 815-310-0808 or drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net.
You can also connect with us at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
We'll be back soon with more Pop Talk.
Absolutely. Thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and thanks to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
Bye.
Aloha.